We got up to the top of Nun Hei, and we were in the middle of the sugya of being mochen, sugya of tokocha. How did we get into this? Because the Mishnah said that the Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah had a para, which was Yotzei Spiritzua Shebein Karner Shelo Ritzon Chachamim, which didn't make very much sense. Because well, what would be the meaning of Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah having a para? It sounds almost like a joke. Unless the meaning is that he was responsible for a para. Turns out it was a neighbor's para. So why do we list this as responsibility? Because since he should have been mochen, wasn't. So it's considered to be his name. We brought a raya from Hashem b'mishpat yavo im ziknei amo v'sarah. So that the zikenim were held to be responsible for the ma'asev, the political leaders of the sarim. And we're up to the second line now. Rav Yehuda v'yosef kamei l'shmuel, atoya hi t'takatzavcha kamei v'lo avi mishgarva. Now Rav Yehuda was sitting in front of Shmuel. A certain woman came in to complain about various dinim that she felt were unfair to her. And she was screaming her head off, and he paid absolutely no attention to her. Now the truth is, it wasn't Shmuel's responsibility to pay attention to her. Well, he wasn't being Yerushim at Besdin. And he, in any event, wasn't the Av Besdin. Nonetheless, Rav Yehuda felt that one is mechuyev to give a reaction, not just allow a person to sit and scream, even though there's nothing you can do for them. So Omar Leilo, Savarli Mar, Otem Ozno, Mishzakat Dal, Gam Huyik Rebbe Lo Ya'aneh. Doesn't Rebbe hold of the Pasek? It's a strange thing to ask, don't you hold of the Pasek? Indeed, the Mefarshim are aimed on this Lashon. What do you mean you don't hold of the Pasek? Maybe he was saying it because he didn't want to tell him straight out. He was, I mean, after all, you have to speak Baloshan HaKovet, Halok Siv, or something like that. But other sort of the pshat is that the nature of the Pasuk, Otem Ozno Mizakat Dal B'Pashtut, is referring to Nitinat Tzedakah. In which case, what he's saying is, don't you hold, however, that there's a overall halakha that comes out of this. That he, since this is the way the Torah puts it, that you hear the pain of someone, and you don't give him money when he needs tzedakah, this is the same thing would be true about psychological pain, if you can apply some type of help. So don't you believe you should have answered? Omar Lei, so Shmuel said to him, Shinana, remember he used to call him Sharpie all the time. Right? Did I skip something?
The puzzle you just heard.
Gam hu yikra, he too will cry out to God, v'lo yaneh, he won't get any answer from God. Mida keneged mida. Omar lei, so Shmuel told him, listen here, Sharpie. Reishcha dekariri, it could be the guy on top of you will get splashed for some cold water for this maisa, referring to himself. But reisha dereisha, the guy in charge of the guy in charge of you, referring to Marukva, he's the one that's going to get scalded for this if he doesn't do something about it. Bechamimi. Oh, Yossi Marukva, Av Besdin. He's the one who's the Av Besdin. He's the one that's responsible for any injustices. Dichtiv Beit David Ko Amar Hashem Dino Laboker Mishpat. Hurry up and take care of the things in the morning. Vatsilu Gazul Miyad Oshek. Ein Tetzeich Ha'ish Chamati Uvarav Ein Mechabem Ibnim Roam Ala Lechem, it should say. So in other words, the one that's in charge is the one that can be dinu laboker mishpat. Omale Rabbi Zeir la Rabbi Simon. Lo chichinu mar lahani devei reish galusa. These people in reish galusa drive us all crazy. Why does anybody give them tochacha? Omale, what's the point?
It's a different case.
Different case. Lo mekabli me noy. Well, they're going to pay any attention to me. There's a point in talking to the people in reish galusa. They think they're in charge of the world. Even though you don't believe that they're going to respond, you still have a responsibility to be mochiach them. Yomer avacha bar chanina miolam lo yatzta midah tova mikri hakadosh baruch hu v'chazar ba l'ra'ah chutz midavar zeh. There was never any time in which we find hakadosh baruch hu had been gozer gzera tova, and he changed his mind to make things worse. Except one occasion in all of history. B'chtiv, we find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells now in front of Yechezkel, Ramesses, talks to Gabriel. So he says, Avor betoch ha'il betoch Yerushalayim, והתביא את הטב המצחות האנשים הנאנחים והנאנקים על כל התויבות הנעשות בתוכם. This, by the way, is the source in Tanakh for the modern Hebrew word for label. Yitveit ha-tav, for brand label goods, are mutavim, things that have a tav on them. Because a tav is here used as a label. So put a letter tav on the foreheads, mark it with a label. What's that?
Cool.
Yeah? No, this is the marker. Yitveit ha-tav. So you put a label of a tav. There's a lot of Kabbalistic issues as to why a tav is a label. This is something that occurs in numerous places. Mm-hmm. Tav. But in any event, it says over here, L'chora, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was being careful to mark with a tav on the forehead of all of those who were miserable and groaning for the horrors that were being done in Yerushalayim. And so HaKadosh Baruch Hu felt that they should not be hurt in the Churban because they're miserable as to what's going on, but they're helpless. So Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Gabriel, Lech l'shom ha-mitzchan shel tzadikim tav shel dio. Go mark the foreheads of tzadikim with an ink tav. Shlo yishartu be malachei chavala. So that the malachim who come to destroy the city won't have any power over them. Lo mitzchan shel rishayim tav shel dam. Kedei sheyishartu behem malachei chavala. Amra midat adin lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So comes now, in the middle of this story, Midat HaDin apparently appeared to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to argue, Ribono Shel Olam, Ma Nishtanu Elu Mielu. And so what's the difference between these guys with the Tav Shel Dam and these guys with the Tav Shel Dio? Omar La, he said, well, there's a slight difference. I mean, Alol Tzadikim Gemurim, Alol Rishayim Gemurim, I mean, you know. I know you may have some difficulties in discrimination sometimes. It's all very nice. But remember that if they're not mocha, so then they're no say in the same avon, we said. So what's the difference? Still asking what's the difference. Amar la, Kadosh Baruch Hu says to me, dat adin, nu, big deal. Anyway, I know perfectly well that they're lemaitza tzadikim gemurim, because even if they had been mocha, it would have made a slightest bit of difference. Amra lefanav so. Banashalalamim lefanecha, good, it's all very nice. But you're sure that it wouldn't have made any difference. But lehem migalui, how could they be sure it wouldn't make any difference? And therefore we find a very strange reversal. Right smack bang, in the middle of this story, where it says, Zakein Bachur Uptula V'tav V'nashim Taharogu L'mashrit, kill all of them. V'al Kolish Asher Alav HaTav Al Tigashu, don't hurt anybody that has the Tav. And then in the middle of the passage, the next word is, U'mibigdashit Tachelu V'yechalu B'anashim HaZakeinim Asher Lifnei Abayit, which means to start from the holiest place and the people that are... What happened? Forget about even the way you're reading it. Instead of reading it, my Beit HaMikdash, read it, Ela Mimikudashai Tachelu, begin from the ones who are holiest to me. Ela Bnei Adam Shikima Tatorakulam Yalavat Tav, again. Miyad. And so, immediately, so what do you see? I mean, in other words, something must have happened here, smack bang in the middle. We're in the middle of sending out a shlichut to be careful not to touch anybody with the tav. The next word is, but start from the best. So why start from the best? It's interesting that apparently somebody felt the need to insert into the Rambam, because the Rambam says one of the simonim of a Navi is that if he says in the Viyut L'Tovah, so then if it doesn't happen, he's Vada a Navi Shek. He can't tell you, well, it was supposed to happen, but you know, you weren't there, because he can't tell you that. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu never will give over such an aviyut and then change his mind. So somebody took it upon himself to worry about this Gemara. He stuck into the Rambam. He said it's the same, because what are you going to do after all? One time he did, which is obviously insane. Because once it's one time, maybe there'll be a second time on this place. So you're going to kill Navi Sheker, because, call him Navi Sheker, because after all, I mean, obviously this has nothing to do with the Rambam for a number of reasons. First of all, the whole point of the Gemara is that he wouldn't fast but to Avon. So it's Enochinami. People who did that Avon are Chayev, who didn't do that Avon are Potter. The only question is, who did the Avon? The Tochacha makes it as if he did the act. That's the problem. Just he's still included in the same tough. The Maisa is an interesting thing. It doesn't say in the Pasuk anywhere, Itavita Tav Shal Dyo or Tav Shal Dam. Just as Itavita Tav, Tosis actually yes. Where do we get the thing Ve'alar Shaim Tav Shal Dam? Doesn't say that anywhere, right? He said, well, it's Mistaver. I mean, if it says Itavita Tav on the Ateavot, or Toavot, or Tzadikim, it's Mistaver. But what is that supposed to mean? If the Pshat is that Lamais, everybody had a tough. Now the question is, how do you read it? Everyone had a tough, because it was either it was a Rosh Liyovra, the Torah Mikal of Atov, El Tzadikim Gemurim, El Rishon Gemurim. But if they weren't Mocha, they become the Rishon Gemurim.
But there must be a third group between Tzadikim Gemurim and Rishon Gemurim.
I don't know. Not if it could have been Mocha, apparently not.
Maybe the lower you are in the
world, okay,
the less
you're. So who says not? It doesn't say that. It doesn't say what happened to those people. But the bottom line is, it's first of all, it's not a chazora. That's number one. So that could be why you needed to have a tough all around. But the other reason is of course, that halach is not nogea to the Navi himself. Like we had before in Brochus, we had by Yaakov Avinu that Shema Yigrom HaSeif. What do you mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised me. What is the promise? You know perfectly well that you had a Nevi'ut, so you understand that for you. Now it's not Nagav. I don't need to have a guarantee of your simon. You're aware of what's going on. So the Melech, there was a Navon, so it's not Nagav the Navi himself. So they gave the simon to the Navi.
Is there any time parameter for the Tokachah?
What, the dinim of the Torah? This is a complicated issue. We're still only at the beginning of this. And indeed, vayachelu banashim azikinim asher lifnei habayit. Umiyad, now miyad over here doesn't mean and then the Navi says, because actually this is what started the story, is this pasuk, in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, that's it, we're blowing up the city. Then it says, v'nei shisha anashim ba'im miderech sha'ar ha'elyon, asher mefna tzafona, the ish klei mafatzo biyado. Everybody's holding here his laser blaster. The ish echad b'tocham levush habadim v'keset asofer b'motnav, which is Gavriel. V'yavo v'yamdu etzem mizbach hanachoshet. So what we're saying is, in other words, that these people that introduced the story, we'll see what they represent, but these six people, each of whom was coming with a blaster, stood next to the mizbach hanachoshet. We now apply that pasuk understanding, and why did Mizbach HaNechoshet? Because Mikdashi, you have to begin from the Mokom HaMikudash Biyotzer. But then, what is this Mizbach HaNechoshet? There was no Mizbach HaNechoshet. Mizbach HaNechoshet. Why was there a Mizbach HaNechoshet? The Mizbach HaNechoshet disappeared already from the time that they built the Beit HaMikdash. From the time of Shlomo, there was no longer Mizbach HaNechoshet. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what it means is Hatchilu Mimakom Shomrim Shira Lefanai. What I want you to do is to start from the place Mizbeach that has surrounded by the Nechoshet. This is a fascinating thing, because the clay Nechoshet, you remember from the Sugya and Erechim, that the idea over there was that there was Nechoshet Kalal, that it was brighter than gold. For some reason, it was hakpada shebidafkad and nechoshet. So we have brass instruments. We call those instruments brass. And here, the fact that we say shira on the korbanos is linked directly to brass, and because it threw that to the brass of the mizbeach itself, which is amazing. In other words, it means that we see there a chibur in the instrument to the actual korban, not just the music to the korban. This ties into the sugya that we had there also about the shovel that was used on the mizbeach. The shovel was a musical instrument. Margrave Father was a Margrave Father that you could actually play over 1,000 different tones on that one Margrave Father. So it had like an incredible range.
Kind of like one of the.
And it was a kli on the mizbeach. So you see that it gets closer and closer to creating some type of unity between the shira itself and the mizbeach in terms of the music and the actual material.
Top
brass. Anyway, yeah, exactly. Maniu shisha anashim. Who are these six people that it's referring to? It's got to be a remez to something. Omer chiste, it's a remez. It says ishkli mafatso. That this is a remez to the hanhagot that we find of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that are catastrophic. And we find the med. We have ketzef, af, chema, mashchit, mishaber, mechaleh. These are words that appear in Hanhagat Hashem. They're here personified in Hanagot as if they're actual malachim that are coming in with blasters. And each one is going to blast away at the city. Not a pleasant vision for Yechezkel. So Omer, what's asking about Maishna Tav? Why do we choose the Tav as the Tav? Omar Rav, Tav could stand for Tichyah, or Tav could stand for Tamut. Which, of course, is a reference back to the way that this was not really a shinui. Right? The same tough would stand for either behavior.
The material, the geo or the...
Yeah, well, that's a question of appearances, that's not the message. The medium is not the message in this case.
It's literally the end of the road, tough.
Exactly. Exactly. Shmuel Amar, Tav stands for Tama Zechut Avot. It's all over. There's no more Zechut Avot to protect you. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, it's Tachun Zechut Avot. You can re-invoke Zechut Avot through Tefillah. Resh Lakish Amar, Tav Sof Chotamo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yomer Rabbi Chanina Chotamo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Emet. And since Emet is Chotamo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because, as the Medrash says, brought a great length over here by Nisim Gaon, that it's the first letter of the Aleph Beis and the closing letter of the Aleph Beis and the middle letter of the Aleph Beis to indicate that Ani Rishon, Vani Acharon, and that the Malchut is never actually given over to anyone else. So the Tav is an indication of, you've been stamped and canceled.
What's the good of a label which is ambiguous?
It's an excellent point. An excellent point indeed. It's part of a whole Hilchos Teshuva, Midas Hadin, Rosh Hashanah discussion. Maybe we'll wait. It only takes about a month to get to it. So what is this now? Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani, wait, one more time. Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Omer Ha'ilu B'nei Adam Shekimu Et HaTorah Kula Me'alev Ad Taf. The reason we use Taf is to show that this is you've done it all. Now, you say, Kama Zechut Avot. Me'im Atai Tama Zechut Avot. When was it that the Zechut Avot stopped protecting us? Omer Rav Mimot Hoshea Ben Be'eri. Shenemar, because we find the pasuk is Ata galet navluta la'inei me'ahaveha v'ish lo yatzilena miyadi. What is this ish lo yatzilena miyadi? There ain't nobody going to be able to protect you. I mean, obviously, what do we think? Somebody's going to come out there and blast away at God. I mean, what does it mean? Well, the pshat is, those who usually protect you from me are the Avos HaKadosh. So there is a chut protects you from my ability to lash out at you. There's nobody going to protect you anymore. And so you see that at that point, apparently, that's the first indication that we have that the zechut avot was no longer a guarantee of being saved. Now Tosfos is bothered by this whole thing all the time. And he says, I mean, this doesn't make any sense. We're always talking about zechut avot. We pray the zechut avot. All of our tefillot, the maskir, the man brisa, and so on and so forth. How can we really say that there'd be a shita? Oh yeah, Bishop say tachun zchut avot that you're able to reinvoke it. Okay, it's Hasidism on you. It's Thomas Kutavot, and you should cut out all of those prayers and sleepless, and it's not, it's just ridiculous. There is no Kutavot. So he wants to be machalik between the Kutavot and the Britavot. In other words, he says that Enochinam is Kutavot in the sense that you don't need a Zechirat Brit in order to prevent your destruction. Just the fact is that there's so much feeling of a zechut that's owed to the avot that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not able, kevayachol, to lash out at their children. So that's tama. But the brit is always there. Now, this is a little bit of a problem because we are medayik later on from words that invoke brit. This very halach of tama zechut avot. So this is. Others learn, and Tosis brings the Shita, that when it says Tama, it means it's Tama l'Rishayim, but not the Tzadikim. But overall, the approach seems to be that originally Zechut Avot was something that applied across the board. It was an actual protection, which you knew that Midat Adin could not be forgotten. Tama Zechut Avot means that protection is gone. Now the question whether somebody's able to invoke Tachun derech Tfilah or to be covered by Zechut Avot by making himself similar to the Avot. So now he becomes Avot Albanim, Al Shilashim Ad Rebeim, over there it's for Ra, we know that it's only somebody who is Noeg in that way. So the same thing would be true now for Teva, that the 500 generations of Teva is now also only somebody who is knowing Betova. The idea is not Chas V'Shalom that it doesn't exist, but that it's not there and applied, take it for granted to be applied across the board. All right? It's possible to learn that these various Shitot are not arguing with each other. We're going to see different people say different times. And that the idea of Tama means in what periods was the Zechut Avot Tama, because of there being such a merchak between the Zechut Avot and the Maaseh Abanim, that it was simply absurd to see these people as the continuation of the Avot. And then there were a number of such occasions, so each one is giving at what point was there such a thing. Okay, all of the pshatim have their difficulties in the language here of the sugya. But anyway, our first pshat is from the days of Hosea. We're over there, it says, Beferush Ish Lo Yatzilanim Yadi. Shmuel Omer, it's from the time of Chazael, which is the time of Yehoahaz. Shemer v'Chazael Melech Aram, Lachatz et Yisrael Kol Yemei Yehoahaz. And then it continues the posse, Vayichan Hashem Otam Vayirachamim, Vayifan Aleim, Leman Brito et Abraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov, V'lo Ava Hashchitem, V'lo Yishlechem Ma'al Panav Adata. Was Adata. In other words, until this point, it was still possible to be protected by that Zechut Avot, but not from this point on. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Omer, it's from the time of Eliyahu. Shema Vayiba Alot Amincha. Vayigash Eliyahu Anavi Vayomer Hashem Elokei Avram Yitzchak V'Yisrael. And he says, Hayom Yivada Ki Ata Elohim B'Yisrael V'Ani Avdecha. So that means he's saying, I want it to be known Hayom, and that's it. This is my last chance. So therefore, even though we find it was Bimei Chazael, Rashi says that must have been Yedei Rachamim Miyuchadim. Either that's the Tachun, or they were. Okay, but in other words, it could certainly have come back later at the time of Chazael. Rabbi Yochanan Omer Mimei Chizkiyo, Shemer Lamarbe Amisra V'Leshalom En Keitz, Al Kisei David V'Amachto Lachinota L'Sa'ada B'Mishpat U'B'Tzedaka Me'ata V'Ad Olam Kinat Hashem Tzvakot Ta'aseh Zot, which implies that from this day onwards, it's only the Kina of Hashem that will achieve the bringing of the Geula, and not the fact that there was a Zechut to the Avot. Because otherwise he wouldn't have had to invoke
in Atashem. It's almost because of
It starts because of the Micha'ah and continues on to see to what extent the zechus or the chova of one individual impacts another's din. So it's here essentially, we started off with a raya that the reason we would blame Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, even though it seems outrageous to write such a thing, you take it for granted. But I mean, imagine if you were giving a hesped on Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, and you would say, and yes, and we know that he was Mechalel Shabbos in his home. But it's unbelievable. Somebody was, yeah, but this means that there was a neighbor down the street that he met once, and he didn't say, why are you being Mechalel Shabbos? So therefore you get up and you say, yeah, here it is. Worse than that. You're Koveyan a Mishnah. I mean, it seems an astounding thing to do. So this is the place, which for some reason, Rebbe is being Koveyan this behavior. That idea of responsibility to such an extent that a Nasi becomes now known for what the Mitzvah is in Am Yisrael. It's an amazing thing. So, of course, this is the Gemara that explores the way in which such a thing defines us for generations.
It's disconnected from the Avos, so to speak, from the Sfut. Does that mean that...
No, this is the same issue.
Does that mean we're released also from being responsible for everyone else at the same time? In other words,
no.
It doesn't work both ways.
No. You can run out of gas. Doesn't mean you still don't have to find new fuel. Omer Rami, in mita b'lo chet, v'en yisurim b'lo avon. But continuing on the same path, this is fascinating because it's Yecheskel himself who is koveya this anhoga. Dichtiv ha-nefesh ha-chotet. Hi tamut, b'en lo yisa b'avon av, av lo yisa b'avon ha-ben. Tzidkata tzadik alav tiyev rishat ha-rasha alav tiyev. So what is this? Because apparently, if you're talking about now a hanhoga, and this seems to be part of what Yecheskel is being mechadish, we no longer live as a vast historical entity in which someone lives from his parents or a parent takes responsibility for the future. At this point, either you deserve to live or you deserve to die, all on your own. Tzidkata tzadik rishata rasha. So you see that we don't hold you in mita below chet, v'ein yisurim below avon. Tichtivo pakarti b'shevet pish'am uvinegaim avonam. So that means that the only time that there's a pekida, Katosis points out that this doesn't make any sense at all, since we know that there's first of all, let's be medayek before we get into Tosis's raya. You'll notice the difference between ein mita below chet v'ein yisurim below avon. These are not synonyms. Chet refers to even shigaga. Avon refers to zadon, which means that there is no yisur, and he seems to be saying for shigaga. And that's why we're saying pakadati. Where's the pakadati? Pesha and avon. It doesn't say that they will be nivkad al yedei yisurin for a chet. It only says for pesha and avon. Now this bothers us very much because we had the whole sugya of being megin. Tshuva is beginning on shogeg. So what do we need? And it says beferish chataim elo hashkagot. So what's the pshat that the sarah shayom hakipurim, a person is chayev a carbon. If it's a carbon vadai, then it's not potter after the sarah shayom hakipurim, right? It's only on the one averes that are not, they're only lifnei Hashem titaru. Those things that are known only lifnei Hashem. But you don't really get a kapara. So what's the point? And the Gemara says it's megin me ayisurim, but it's megin me ayisurim akhatayim. So how do you explain the fact that over here somebody could say that bichlal is not such thing as yisurim for chet? It does explains that over here it's dafka negoyim, shevet and negoyim. It doesn't mean overall yisurim. It means something that is very bolate, like a nega. It's yisurim that are koshim mechuorim. So anyway, we don't see it as a blanket type of hanaga. But this question is whether this is true. Can we accept that there is now a hanaga, or that this is an element of the hanaga, in which it's true that a person will not die unless he sinned. Omru Malachei Asharei Pifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How about this medrash? Malachei Asharei Seito HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ribono Shel Olam. Pifnei Maka Nasta Mital Adam HaRishon. Why did Adam HaRishon have to die? Amar Lehem, what do you mean? Mitzvah Kalatziviti. But I tell him one little lousy mitzvah. I mean, we are Varaleh. You got a problem with that. Omru Lov. Moshe Aaron, Shekimu Kol HaTorah Kula. And they also were made to. Omar Lehem, no, what can you do? Mikra Echad, Latzadik, Valarasha, Latov, Lator, Latameh. It's all the same. You don't ask me any questions about that. So here we see that there is Mita Belochet. The Malachi Asher has never got an answer to this problem. That's true. But that's only one shita. That's if you pass it like the Malachi Ashores. I mean, the question is, Rav Ami has another Tana that doesn't hold to the Malachi Ashores. Who's the other Tana? Who the Omaki Hai Tana? The Tanya Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Af Moshe Aaron bechetam meit. It's not true. Of course Moshe Aaron were chote. It says beferush. Ya'an lo'e emantem bi. So since HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells them that at the time now that they he's gezer mavet on them, he says yan lo emantem bi lagdi sheni leinei bnei Yisrael lachem lo taviv et hakal hazeh laaretz. So in other words, ha emantem, but had you believed in me and were knowing properly with the time of the selah, so then dayan lo hagiya zman chaklipater min haolam, you would not have died at this point had you not done that. So what kind of question the Malachi Asher is? But they never read the Pasuk. So he answered, that's correct. And that certainly no one would have died without being choted. Meitve. Arba'a meitu bit Yosham Nachash. This is Beferush. Four people died without ever having personally sinned. Ve'elohim. Binyamin ben Yaakov. Amram Avi Moshe. Yishai Avi David. Ve'chil'av ben David. The Kulu Gemara, now we have no riases from Sukkim, we have a Kabbalah about these cases, that's true. There's only one case where we actually have a riot from a Pasuk that it's true, and that's Yishai Avi David, the Mefarish Beikra, because we find a very strange Pasuk in identifying Amasa, where Avshalom replaced Yoav with Amasa. So it identifies Amasa there. It says, Ve'et Amasa Sam Avshalom Tachat Yoav Al Hatzava. Yoav was loyal to David. Ve'amasa Ben Ish Ushamo Yitra HaYisraeli. And here's the part that's important to us. Now this Yitra Yisraeli, he was the one who impregnated Ba'al Abigail Bat Nachash, a woman called Abigail who was the daughter of Nachash, who was the sister of Tzruya, who was the father of Yoav. So he was a cousin. But the point is over here that we know for a fact that this Nachash, who was the father of Abigail and Tzruya, was not Nachash at all. His name was Yishai, who happened to have another son whose name was David. So, asks the Gemara, v'chibat Nachash avoy, halo bat Yishai avoy. The Chtiv, what it's talking about over here now, it lists the sons of Yishai. So it says, v'ach yoteyem tsruya v'avigayo. So what in the world? So why do we suddenly call Yishai Nachash of all things? Ela bat mi shemet bityosho Nachash. It's the daughter of one who was known to have died only because of the Nachash. Now, who is the author of this bright, I ask you? Is it the bright of the Malachi Asharet? You know, the time of the Malachi Asharet, right? Moshe Aaron. According to the Malachi Asharet, Moshe Aaron had never sinned, remember? Because the Malachi Asharet never got an answer from God, other than to say, Mikra Achad, then it's, you're right, but what can you do? Tzadik, Rosh, it's all the same. So it can't be that, my dear Amar. Because then there should be six, at least, that died beat Yoshua Nachash. El Alab, Rabbi Eat Yoshua Nachash, by the way, means the Eitzah of the Nachash. It's a reference to the Eitzah that was given to Chava. And then defined now humanity. So no matter what the situation is, a person is always tafus in that basic approach, which is the eitzah of the nachash. It doesn't get away from it.
Which was, what was the eitzah of
the nachash? The eitzah of the nachash. Very matching to this week's parsha. Was that Lashon Hara? Mina eitzah ze'achal.
Lashon Hara against Hashem.
It's a way of presenting the world that makes something nonsensical and reasonable. When it's not really nonsensical, it's just the way you look at it. Well, that's what she says. As the Medrash says, you know, I mean, you said the truth, but that's what she says. So the question is how to look at it. Okay, so then it's got to be that the author of this bright, as according to the sheet of Reb Shimon ben Elazar, you're being Seinachon. Reb Shimon ben Elazar said that Moshe and Aaron died in sin, nonetheless holds that there were these four people who died without faith, personal faith. So what does that show? Shemar mina yesh mitav alo faith, which in case we could assume yesh yisurim below avon too. And that means Reb Ami doesn't have a leg to stand on. In which case, tiyufta de Reb Ami, tiyufta.
What about Amram withholding relations from his wife? Or did he count as a faith?
No, it doesn't own its a hunt. Right. Amrav Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Amrav Yonatan. Speaking of which, how do we define really chait? I mean, the Torah talks about things in very, very concrete and one would say kitzoni fashion. And we have to put things into perspective. Now, this is an extremely important Gemara because what the Gemara is telling us is that the way in which we talk about below chet, because it's a question of redefining morality downwards, is below chet. We're not taking that into consideration. Saying, I mean, people do this all the time. What a wonderful person. What did they ever do wrong? Who did they ever hurt? Blah, 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 blah. How does such a terrible thing happen to such a good person? Now, the fact is, this person is awful. And in terms of the way it would have been depicted in Tanakh, it would have been like a Rosh HaGomer who was Mashkis Kol Olam Kulay and so on and so forth. Right? So, but the idea is to find the shoresh of a thing and then to deal with that shoresh. Those individuals who are capable of being judged according to the shoresh rather than according to the standards of morality are actually defined in such ways. It's like you're Yishai is defined as the Nachash. That's, in a way, it's a harsh way to define him. He's the Nachash. Because the only element in him that we could still detect as being evil was straight back to the Nachash. Okay? So, if that's the case, we have to recognize the same thing is true of many other people. They're defined in very harsh and extreme ways. But that's because of the fact that the Torah defines the nature of what they're doing rather than the morality of what they're doing. So, kol ha'omer Reuven chata, eino ela to'eh. If you really believe that Reuven did what it sounds like he did, it actually slept with Yaakov's wife, that's a mistake. Shenemar vayu v'nei Yaakov shnei masar. I mean, it says b'feirush, immediately after, vayelech Reuven vayishkav et pilat pilekesh aviv, the next words are, Vayishma Yisrael, Vayu v'nei Yaakov shnei masar. Now I ask you, that doesn't persuade you that the whole point is that we're trying to say that he still remains the member of the Shvatim just as he was before. Obviously. And you're doing this in the context of the chait. So what do you think that it means? So you think that he really did that? What do you think it means when it says he slept with? What this teaches us is that he protested on his father's bed. And as far as the Torah is concerned, that penetration of his father's intimate life was the equivalent to sleeping with his woman. So it's kilo shachavima. Tanya, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, mutzal oto tzadik mi oto avon. Obviously, a tzadik like that was not included in being able to do such a chait. Velo ba'al ma'aseh zeliyado. I mean, I ask you, Efshara Tidzaro, Lamoda Hareva, Velomar, Arur Shochevi Meshet Aviv. The source of the whole Kabbalah's Abris, in which the children of Reuven stand there in Haribol, and they say, Arur Shochevi Meshet Aviv. You're telling me that all of those children were talking about their own Shevet, Reuven. I mean, it's crazy. The point is that this was a continuation of the entire monstrous problem between the Shvatim that began with the two mothers. And that's what caused everything from the Mechirat Yosef to the breaking down of the Melucha. Everything came back to that thing. Reuven, who, as I pointed out in an excellent book you might wish to read me, Reuven was the one who dealt with that issue. And where did he deal with that issue? That was the Dudaim, in which he accepted, in which Leah accepted, that the Dudaim would be given to Rachel, so that the mother, emotionally, contextually, to the Am would be Rachel, not Leah. He was the one who had essentially fixed that issue. That's how Dudaim, not Leah. And now he goes to be Toveya after the death of Rachel. So he figured, okay, we finally, Rachel's out of the way. Finally, Yaakov is going to give the correct attention to Leah. So what does Yaakov do? He promptly moves his tent into his bedroom, becomes Bilhah's bedroom. But Bilhah was the Pilegesh to Rachel. So that means he's putting the Pilegesh of Rachel ahead of his mother. That was intolerable. So what he was actually being Tovea Elbonimo. Omar, look, Achotimi Aita Tzaralimi, I accept. Shivchat Achotimi Te Tzaralimi. It's outrageous. Omaru Bildelet Matzai went into the bedroom and protested by making a mess of the bed. Achayr Mamrim, note, that Shtei Matzaot Bilbel, it's not just it wasn't something that was just between him and Bilhah. It was Akash Ashchina VeAkash Aviv. It was between him and God. Because it says, Oz Chilalta Yitzui Allah. At that point, Yaakov Avinu says, at the time of the Brachot, at that moment, Oz Chilalta Yitzui Allah, you also are Mechalel, that which usually came upon our bed, which is a remnant of the Shechina, you prevented that. So Kitanoi, the truth is that there's different approaches to what actually happened. Yaakov Avinu refers to Reuven's actions as pachaz kamayim al totah. So what is this pachaz kamayim in the context of az chilalti yitzui Allah? So what's the pachaz kamayim? Rebbe Eliezer Omer, well, listen, it's a notrikun that stands for pasta, nchivata, and zelita. Indeed, it's bad news. Your pasta is amapaziza, you're too fast on the draw, and you were mizalzel, zelita, and you became chayav. Others learn that it means, Rabbi Yeshua means, pay stands for patsat al dat, you went against accepted behavior, and you were chote, and you were zoneh, zanita. Rav Gamliel Omer, pilalta, you prayed to the Lord not to do anything wrong, chilita, and then you made yourself, like v'yachal Moshe, to make yourself so mechulal, as if you're ill from your tefillah, and zayin is zarcha tefillatcha, your tefillah shined forth, and you were saved from fate. Amr of Gamliel, okay guys, okay, it's time we get serious about this. Adayin Tzuchim Anu L'modoi, I see we've been working a long time on getting our Agadah straight. If we don't go back to Rabbi Elazar Modoi, we never get it straight. Go back to Rabbi Elazar Modoi, Omer. Hafoch et ateva v'dorsha. Actually, pachaz is meant to be read backwards. It's hirtata, parcha. It's Zizata, Yirtata, and Parcha Chet Mimcha. First came the Zayin, the Zizata, you were terrified of the implications of what you were about to do. You pulled back, and Parcha Chet Mimcha. Rav Amar, some say it was Birmi Amar Abba, So this stands for Zion Zacharta, from Shor Shadavar. You took into consideration the implications of such a thing. Chalita Atzmecha Choli Gadol, you made yourself sick in stopping yourself from proceeding.
What was he going to do?
He was going to sleep with the recording of his Madiyam. And Pirashta Milakato, because that you were Poresh. But the very fact that you would have considered such a thing was the reason that the Torah calls it to, considers it to be a ruling chata. Now, Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Rav Yonah, says you have the same situation with Bnei Eli. Kol Omer Bnei Eli Chatu Eino El Torah. Because, look, it says Bishon Shnei Bnei Eli Chofni Pinchas Kohanim La Hashem. What are we being maskir over here? The Zechuz of Shnei Bnei Eli, the Kohanim La Hashem. That's obviously that it can't mean that they were chote, because as Rav says, I look around, Imarav, Pinchas for sure wasn't chote, as we'll see. And here it's saying, chofti Pinchas is the same. So it's makish chofti lo Pinchas. Ma Pinchas lo chata, av chofni lo chata. So then why does it say, Asher yishkavun et hanashim? I don't understand what they didn't sin. It says they would sleep with a woman that came to bring their karbanos. No. Again, miktov, sheshavu et kinehim. The point over here is that sexual control is the equivalent of sexual intercourse. That's what the Torah is saying. The fact that people would get a thrill out of allowing themselves to define when a woman is going to go home to her husband, you might as well talk about sleeping with them. That's rape. Woman comes, brings a carbon, and you're casual. So because you're casual, she needs you. She's dependent on you. What a thrill. Now she's thinking, you're going to say, okay, now you can go home and sleep with your husband. It's not for you to say. So therefore, the Torah now defines the shorish of the issue. A fantastic insight. The shorish of an issue is that someone who exerts control in that fashion might as well be raping. And it says, shorish kibbutat anashim. Again, where you're talking about Shorashim, someone who's on a darga has been defined in terms of Shorashim, it's already defined him in terms of Shorashim. And if the greatest tzaddik on earth becomes the Nachash, you can understand that the Chofni Upinchas can become rapists. Not in your terms of rapists, but in the deepest terms of rapists. That's the point. So it's not that we're saying it's metaphorical. You understand? People misunderstand this completely. We're being betaritzit, we're saying it just means it's a metaphor of something. On the contrary, we're being the most extreme we could possibly be with them. We're being absolutely definitive. You want to be nice about it? Well, they had a little bit of a problem of arrogance, maybe they didn't properly care for people. No, they're rapists. That's the way the Torah looks at it. But this mamish a Freudian description of what is happening, because that's the truth, and that's the way you have to see it. I normally, in normal human intercourse, we don't notice this. It's because we've accepted a level of morality, which is not a gaya. So we understand that the guy who's driving his car, that's why he's driving his car. Or the guy who's in the boardroom and trampling over everybody else, we understand why he's doing that. But but that's normal human behavior. For Chofni Upinchas, it's not normal human behavior. It's intolerable. That's the point. But we're not kidding around. We're more truthful, not more metaphorical.
So it's not a good idea.
It means kipshuto. It's not the pshat we're taking away. That is kipshuto. That's the ultimate pshat. Let me tell it to you like it is. That's pshuto. People mistake this thing as a drush. That's not the point. So we find the same thing. So shishmito shishalhu et kineyem. Shalo alchu et etzel ba'alehen. Ma'ale alehen ha'katuv ki'ilu shachum. Gufa, where does Rav get his proof that Pinchas was not chote, that he could then use the hekesh of Pinchas to chofti to say that neither of them were chote? Says the Gemara, he learns it from a pasuk. It says, V'achia ben Achitu, who was Achi I Kavod ben Pinchas, ben Eli, Kohen Hashem, Bishilo, Nosei Efod. Now this is in the context of the whole story with Yonatan. Am lo yadaki alach Yonatan. You're using this opportunity of all places here, instead of just talking, we all know who Ichabod is. I mean, anybody who read the story of the Shevi of the Oren Bris Hashem knows who Ichabod is. It's a famous guy. So here the Torah now uses this pasuk to say, and you know who that is. Ben Pinchas, Ben Eli, Kohen Hashem. That's exactly what Yaakov Avinu said, B'sodam Otovo Nafshi. I don't want my name mentioned. When you talk about Korach Ben Yitzhar, don't talk about me. Leave me out of it. Want to talk about Kahat like me? Leave me out of it. So, well, here we now going to bring them back and say they're Kohanim Lashem, children of Eli. Obviously, we only do that in a person where it's not Shayach that he should be a representative of Chet. So since that's true, it must be Efshir Chet Val Yadot V'Katuv Miyachasot V'Alok Var Ne'amar. It says B'Ferush, if anything is going to stop this type of Yichus, it is Ni'ut. That's the one thing that the Torah will not be Miyachis properly. As it doesn't say Yachret Hashem Le'ish Asher Ye'asena Ervi Onam Mi'Olei Yaakov Umagish Minchal Hashem Tzvakot. Doesn't it say about the Ifa particularly that such a person will not be called a Kohen Hashem in Yisrael who lo yelo er b'chachamim v'lo oneh b'talmidim? He will not have his voice between the chachamim, will not have talmidim that can be oneh, so to speak. If he's a Kohen, he won't have a child who's magish mincha in the Migdash. So you're telling me that this guy is Dafka the one that we want to say is a Kohen Hashem? It's ridiculous. It says, Yishkavun doesn't mean Yishkavun. The two of them. Now this Bad Yomar, we're asking now, does not hold of the Hekesh. We're just talking about the difference between Chofni and Pinchas. As Tosis points out, that there is a Bad Yomar who holds that yes, indeed Chofni had sinned. This brings us back to our Tokacha issue. Chofni had sinned. So why it says Yishkavon, Loshen Yachid, V'chtiv Al Banai, Lo Tova Shmua, said Renakba Yitzchak, B'ni Ktiv. Actually, Eli was talking only to Chofni, not to Pinchas. Rashi takes out the next piece, because Ma'avirim does not mean doing Averis. Ma'avirim means spreading the news in that context. It's being Ma'avir the call. It's not a reference to what Pinchas and Chofni did. It was a reference to what people are saying about them. Besides which, it's not even true what the Gemara says. It does not say Ma'aviram. Therefore, it's best that we're not Doris, this whole thing. So Rashi takes it out. Although we have many, many examples of places where the Gemara's Girsa is different than our Girsa in Nevi'im. But in any event, it says B'nei B'niyah. Ha! That's because we told Shayalo the Pinchas Minchot L'Chafni V'lo Micha. Again, another indication. Ma'ale Alav HaKatuv Ki'ilu Chata. So again, this Ma'ad Yomar is Chaylakan Rav Yonatan, who says neither of them were Chote. And he holds that in fact of the Adna Chote. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning,
teacher.
This is not good. However it is. An amazing way of looking at life. Immensely, immensely sophisticated vision of reality. You guys are sitting back there like it's everyday stuff.
Yeah.
The world out there knows nothing from this. They discover one schmo of a psychologist who suddenly discovered the HR.
Yes.
Unbelievable. By the way, again, the entire element over here of all of these discussions, you'll notice again, is sexual. That's the Ityo Shom Nachash, is the same issue. The truth is that we know that Yishai, we know what Yishai's failure was. It says Beferish, we say it all the time. For a month long, we say Yishai's failure. Failure. What is a man who is made to be Yosho Machash? What does he do wrong?
That's
say Ledavid Hashemori, ki Avivi Miyazavuni. What does it mean Avivi Miyazavuni? The Gemara says, Avivi Miyazavuni means they have no interest in me, they have interest in sex. Raya is, he finishes his job, he turns his way in the bed, she turns her way in the bed. Vashem Yashveni, the rest is entirely God. There's nothing to do with them. Which means the element of selfishness in reproduction is viewed as it yoshal nafesh. And that goes back to the Mekoros of Chet. We're calling that now, so to speak, a primordial sin in a sense. Because it's what leads the person to lead life in a way that is fundamentally selfish because his biological drives are that which everything else is built of. So even if they're properly sublimated and so on, he's still Ityoshim Achash, lies on the bottom and it's inescapable. So we need Freud. But seriously, instead, somebody reads the Chumash needs Freud. I mean, Mishigas. It's amazing what the blackness and blindness of Christianity managed to do with that. You know, in which could actually split a world, you know, between asexuality and sexuality. And mud in. Absolutely not. So. Tov Rabotai, time for our Chazora. For sure, and if Asa Kolom, Yodi Omri Vichanina, might have seen Hashem in Mishkat Yavon Ziknea Mobis Arab, Im Sarim Chatu Zekenim Machotu, Ela Ema Zekenim, Shalom Yichu Bisarim. Rav Yehuda Avi Yezik Amin Yishmur Alat, Ayi Yitzitar Katsav Kamei Vela Avi Mishkat Bo. Amar Lei, Lo Sobo Lei Maro Teimo Zno Nizachat Dal, Gam Hu Yikra Bo Lo Yehane. Amar Lei, Shinana, Reishcha Mevi Bekariri, But Reishcha the Reishcha Bekamimi. Ayati Maro Kva Bezdin. Dixi Beit David Koma Hashem, Dinu La Boker Mishpat, Yatsi Ugazu Miyad Oshek, And they say, Keish, Keish, Hamatiu, Vaharavi, Mechabeh, Mipnei Roa, Ma'alavechem. Amalai, Rabbi Zeh, Rabbi Simon, Luchino, Ma'al, Hanit, Verish, Gavuta. Amalai, what for? Lo Mekavli, Mimla. Amalai, Avgad, Lo Mekavli. Luchino, Ma'al, Yom Ravaka, Bar Kanina, Miolam, Lo Yatsta, Midat, Tova, Mipia, Gadosh, Baruch, Ufa, Kazar, Balaram. Chutz, Vidover, Zed, Tiva, Yom, Rashem, Ela, Vabor, Betoch, Ha'ir, Betoch, Yerushalayim, Vita, Vita, Tav. המצפות האנשים מהנאנחים והנאנקים הכל התאיבות הנעשות בתוכה. אמר לה הקדוש ברוך הוא לגבי לך ושום המצכן של צדיקים, טוב של דיו, שהוא ישלטו בהם מלאכי חבלה, והמצכם של שם טוב של דם, כדי שישלטו בהם מלאכי חבלה. אמרה מידת הדין לפני הקדוש ברוך הוא ריבונו של עולם, מה נשתנו אלו מאלו? אמר לה, הלא לצדיק, הם אומרים, הלא לשאר הם אומרים. אמר לה, הפנם ריבונו של עולם, היה בי אדם למחות ולא מחוץ? אמר לה סוף, גלוי מידו לפני שהם יפו בהם לא יקבלו מיה. אמרה לפניו ריבונו של עולם, אם לפניך גלוי, להם מגלוי, איה רכיב זקן בחור ובתולה, טף מנשים תהרוגו למשחית, ועל כל איש אשר עליו הטף אל תיגשו, בת מקדשי תחילו. תראה, החלו אנשים זקנים אשר בני הבית. תראי רבי יוסף, אל תקראו מקדשים למקודשי, אלו בני אדם שקיימו את התורה כולה, מאלף עד טף. ומיד הנה שישה אנשים באים מדרך שער העליון, אשר מופנה צפונה, ואיש כלי מפצות לידו, ואיש אחד בתוכם לבוש עבדים וכסת הסופר במותניו, ויבואו ויעמדו אצל מזבח הנחושת, מהווה. אמר לו הקדוש ברוך הוא, התחילו ממקום שאומרים שירה לפניי, ומה נהיו שישה אנשים? אומר, תכניס את הקצב, אף חימה, משחית, משפר ומחלה. ומה שנתיו? אמרה, תו תחיה, תו תמות, שמול אמר, תמה זכות אבות, רבי יוחנן אומר, תחום זכות אבות. ראשון שאומר, תו סוף בדמו של הקדוש ברוך הוא. אמרו, כנראה בדמו של הקדוש ברוך הוא, אמת. ושוב ברוך הוא אומר, אלו בני אדם שקיימו את התורה כולו מאלף עד תו. מאימתי תמה זכות אבות? אמר רבי, מות הושע בן בארי, שנאמר, הגלד מבטל עיני מאהביה, ואיש לא יצילנו מידי. שמול אמרים, חזאל שם וחזאל מלאכם, לקראת את ישראל כל ימי יהואחז, וכתיב היכר השם את המרחמים, ויפן עליהם למען בריתות אברהם יצחק ויעקב ולא אבא השחיתם, ולא השכים מעל פניו עד עתה. ובישוב אלוהי ואומר מימי אליהו, שמביא בעלות המתחל ויגש אליהו הנביא, ויאמר השם לוקח אברהם יצחק וישראל, היום יוודע, כי אתה עולה מישראל ואני עבדך, ובדברך עשיתי את כל הדברים האלה. רבי יוחנן אמר, מימי חזקיהו, שנאמר, למרבה המשרח ולשלום אין קץ, על כיסא דוד מהממלכתו להכין אותה ולסעדה ממשפט וצדקה מעתה ועד עולם, קינאת השם צבאות תעשה זאת. עומר ואמין, מיתה בלא חטא ואין ייסורים בלא עוון, אין מיתה בלא חטא תכתיב, הנפש החוטאת היא תמות. בן לא יישא בעוון האב, אב לא יישא בעוון הבן, צדקת הצדיק עליו תהיה ורשעת הרשע עליו תהיה. אין יסורים בלא עוון, תכתיב ופקדתי בשבט שם ומנגעים עוונם. מלך, אמרו מלאכי השם בני הקדוש ברוך הוא, ריבונו של עולם, מפני מה כנס במיטה על אדם הראשון? אמר להם מצווה קלה צפיתים, ועבר עליה. אמר לה ואלון משה ואהרון, שכאילו קלת הרפולם בעיתו. אמר להם, מקרה אחד לצדיק ולרשע לטוב ולטמא, לטוב ולטמא. זהודי אמר כי הייתה, נתניהו שמנו לזור אומר, אף משה ואהרון בחטאם מת, שמה יען לא האמנתם בי, משמע האמנתם בי, עדיין לא הגיע זמנכם להיפטר מלעולם. מתו, ארבעה מתו בית יושן נחש, ואלוהים, בנימין בן יעקב, ואמרם אבי משה, ישי אבי דוד, כלאב בן דוד, וכולו גמרא לבר מישי אבי דוד, ומפרש בקרא דכתיב, ויד המסע עצם אבשלום תחת יואב. שם אבשלום תחת יואב, על הצבא, והמסה בן איש, ושמו יתרה ישראלי, אשר בא למגל בת נחש, אחות צרויה עם יואב, בת נחש אבוי, הלא בת ישי אבוי, תכתיב אחיותיהם צרויה ואביגיל, הלא בת מי שמת בעתיו של נחש. Now, who's the author of this? Man, he lived in the time of the Malachi Asharet, the Yishrebat of Moshvar, and Olaf Shvarim in Arif Shemin Elazar, Moshvarim in Yesh Mita Belo Chet, Yesh Yisroim Belo Abba, Viti Yuft, and Ravami, Ti Yuft. Omrim Shuvan Agmeni, Omrim Yonatan, Belo Meru, Ven Chata, Eno Elato E. I made a mistake. You made the copy, I didn't see it. Did you make it, the Chumash?
I sent it to you twice in both accounts.
Oh, Rishu Melech, many women are going to Shnema, Vayu, Vnei Yaakov, Shnema, Sarmalam, Shkulam, Shkulam, Gachas, Elamani, Mekayim, Vishkevet, Bilat, Bilat, Shavim, Menam, Shabil, Bil, Matza, O Shalavik, Vmaaleh, Alava, Katuf, Kilo, Shachavimah. תני רב שמן על הזמן רבות שאלותו צדיק מאותו אבון ולא במעשה זה לידו אפשר עתיד זר עולם עוד על הר העיבה ולמר אורור שוכה ועם אשת אביב ויבוא קיצה לידו אלא מה אני מקיים וישכבת בלעב ולגש אביב ובוני מאוד טובה אמר אם אחותי מי הייתה צרה למי שכחת אחותי מי הייתה צרה למי עמד ובלבל את מצאה אחרים אומרים שתי מצאות בלבל אחת של שכינה ואחת של אביב אני נכתים על ספילת ונצוי עלה תתנוי פח אז כמה אם אתה אותה רב לא זמר פסטה, חלטה, זיליטה. רב ירושה אומר, פסעת על דעת חטאת הזנית. רב גמליאל אומר, פילאת, חלאת, זרחה, תפילתך. אומר רב גמליאל, עדיין צריך לנו למודאי. רב אלעזר המודאי אומר, הפוך את הטבע ודושה. ועזעת, ילטעת, ברכה חטא ממך. רב אמר, לא רב ימי ואב, זכרת, המשור של דבר חילית עצמך ולגדול. Pirashta, Milakto, obviously Yaakov, you know, in describing it, starts from the end. It was Lamaisa for Farfaken, Stachas, but we talk about from top to bottom. Ruvain, Beneyevi, Beneshmul, Dab, Shlomo, Yorstiman. Omer, Shubar, Namakon, Yomer, Bianadam, Galomer, Beneyevi, Chotu, Inu, Elatoke. Shem, Visham, Shnei, Beneyevi, Chofi, Pinchas, Konim, La Hashem, Sevla, Grab, Demarat, Pinchas, Lokatan, Ovir, Pinchas, חופני לא פנחס, מה פנחס לא חטא, חופני לא חטא. אלא מה אני מקיים אשר ישכיבו את הנשים, מתוך ששאבו את קניהם, של האופליצה בעליהם, מה עלה עליהם הכתוב כאילו שכבו. גוף עמר פנחס, עמר פנחס לא חטא, שמר ואחי הבן הכי טוב והכי כבוד, בין פנחס, בין אלי כהן השם. איף שחית בא לילה לקסו ביחסו, הלא כבר נאמר יחרית השם לי ששר יעשנה, ערב העונה מעולי יעקב, הוא מגיש מנפרה להשם צפקות, אם ישראל הוא לא יהיה לו ערב החכמים, לא עונה בתלמידים, אם כהנו לא יהיה לו בן מגיש מנפרה. מעליו שמע מן הפנחס, לא חטא, אלא כתיב אשר ישכבון. ישכבון כתיב הכתיב על בניי, כי לא דבר שאומר, עומר נחל בר יצחק, בני כתיב. עומר ונברא לב ישוע, והכתיב בני בליהו, מתוך שהיה לו פנחס, נמחות לחופני ולא מיכה, מעלה עליו הכתוב, Ilukatam.
Somewhere about the base LE, the long.
That's a different thing.